Croatia have proved us all wrong again. If you did pull for Croatia to beat Brazil, man, what a pick. but yes, they upset Brazil, winning in PKs 4-2. The Croatian goalkeeper comes up big. But they go down in the 106th minute, 1-0 with a Neymar goal. But then in the 117th minute, they tied up to force extra time and the PKs. Also, for their opponent, Argentina also had to go to PKs. They were up 2-0 on the Netherlands in the 73rd minute and allowed the Netherlands to come back. And the set piece that tied it up was the very last play of regular time. And it was a beautiful set piece. It worked perfect for the Netherlands to force that extra time and force PKs. But Argentina do come out on top 4-3 in those PKs. Croatia keeps proving us all wrong, but they have to be very tired at this point. With going back-to-back into extra time and PKs, that the amount of time that they have to play and they rely on some of the same guys over and over, it's going to be tough for them to win this matchup. As for Argentina, they look good, especially in that last game, especially when they put in the second goal, 2-0 in the 73rd minute, and then they just like quit. And they can't allow people to come back from that. I mean, it's 2-0 in the 73rd minute, and you let a team come back in that last 20-ish minutes. Not very good defending on Argentina's part. Now, as for this matchup, though, Croatia versus Argentina. Argentina, if they go up 1-0 or even 2-0 on Croatia, they better just set back, play a low block, and just defend like their life depended on it, because that is Croatia's bread and butter. They love going down for some reason and then fighting their way back into the game to force that extra time and force those PKs, because they know that they are good in PKs. But for the outcome of this match, I think that Croatia are going to be too fatigued after going in those extra times in those last two games. I just don't think that there's enough weight between the games. And I think that Argentina will win this matchup 2-0 over Croatia. I know that there's also a lot of speculation now saying that Argentina are being pushed to the final and stuff, and it's rigged because of Portugal going out and all of that. I don't know if that's true. I would have to look into it more. I do think that the Argentina-Netherlands game was poorly reffed. I do not like that ref. I've watched multiple games that he has been a part of, and he lets it get way out of control. He does not control the game. I don't understand how he got to this level in FIFA and being able to ref in the World Cup. But for this matchup, I think Argentina do move on 2-0 over Croatia to make it to the World Cup finals. So that takes us to our second matchup of these semifinals. We have France versus Morocco. Morocco's goalkeeper was on point last match. He had a very good match, and he made some great saves. I know that there wasn't a lot, but they were enough to push them through. Morocco scored their goal in the 42nd minute, and then that was about it. There was a lot of back and forth in the second half. Unfortunately, I didn't get to watch this game all the way through, but it doesn't seem like there was drama at the end, as always, especially in a 1-0 match like that. But Portugal had a lot of opportunities to get back into this game. I think that they had a lot of good looks, good shots. There's all this stuff about, you know, should have Ronaldo started? Would he have taken it? You know, if he would have taken the team to the next level and all this. I thought that they played very well in the round of 16 and without him, but maybe something else changed in the locker room. I'm not sure. I feel like Portugal should have won this game, but I'm super pumped for Morocco. This is a record-setting thing for them as the first African nation to make it to the semifinals. I really want to root for them, and I think I might. We'll find out. But as for France, they played against England in the quarterfinals. The first goal that France scored, Tchouaméni, it was a banger. I will say that. And they go up 1-0, and then there's a penalty. Harry Kane steps up to the plate. He makes the first one. Yes, I'm saying he makes the first one. I'm guessing all of you have seen it. He does miss the second one to tie the game, because you had Giroud score one later on in the game to make it 2-1. Harry Kane, in I think the 80-something minute, had a chance to tie it up with a PK, and he kind of shot it over. I'm very disappointed for Harry Kane. He is one of my favorite players in soccer, but, man, that sucks, and my heart breaks. But France have been playing very well this whole World Cup, from the group stages through the knockout stages. This is going to be a hard one for me to pick because of the way Morocco have played. I mean, they've only allowed one goal, and that was actually an own goal against Canada. So they're playing very well defensively and doing enough just to get by. Kind of like Croatia, but Croatia is letting goals happen. But Morocco are just doing that like 1-0, 2-0 grind out, which is good. It's working for them. It's fantastic. France, on the other hand, I don't think that they have shut out anybody in the last so many games. I can't remember off the top of my head. So many games going on. It's going to be a tough one. France look very good, like I said, but I think that France just have a little bit more than what Morocco have, and I believe that it's going to be a repeat for France on their game in the quarterfinals, and I think that they beat Morocco 2-1 in this match to go back to the FIFA World Cup final for the second time straight to be a chance to win it for two times in a row. So that is it, and I think this whole World Cup has been phenomenal. Thank you all for watching. If you like the video, please give it a thumbs up. Subscribe if you like the content, and we'll see you for the World Cup finals.